fluffy bread,
classic burger buns,
and so many carbs.
Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.
Celebrate over 100 years of steak perfection during the Omaha Steaks Anniversary Sale. Save 50% site-wide on USDA certified tender steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED at omahasteaks.com today. Don't wait. Shop the Anniversary Sale at omahasteaks.com to save 50% on legendary steaks and more. Plus, get an extra $35 off with code CERTIFIED. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details.
Behind every locked door is a story waiting to be uncovered. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring psychotherapist and author Siobhan Scott.
There are just so many accusations against Diddy right now. Some seemingly, I mean, most, I would say, honestly, seemingly be fairly legit. And others just kind of coming to the party, and we're just learning about so much bad behavior outside of the sexual assault allegations that we've heard so much of. One of those things that has been coming to the surface quite recently is the death of Kim Porter. That was his longtime girlfriend, the mother of some of his kids. She died ways back in 2018, I believe, when she passed away. The autopsy showed it was some sort of like a flu-like symptom that she had, and it was never really looked into much further. There was, though, an autopsy that did, in fact, take place. There's now a book that is coming out that's claiming to be the secret memoir of Kim Porter. The first thing we heard from the Diddy clan, including his kids, that this is all fake. This is all fake. It's only apparently like 60 pages that she had allegedly written down. And I can see where the path of this piece may be a little questionable, if it is legit or not. But it does continue to paint a picture of a possibility of the madness that he was exhibiting with her in his daily life.
Yeah, it sure makes sense to look at it closely. And whether what's in the book or not captures it well, we don't know at this point. And is somebody profiteering off that? That would be unfortunate. But I think everyone this guy has touched and everything he's done in life should be looked at. Because, yeah. I mean, if there's this many victims, how many more are there who will never talk because of the shame that they feel?
So. Is there a risk right now with, everywhere you look, there's a new accusation, and everybody right now seems to be piling on this, whoever had interaction with Diddy at some point in time or mentioned a party or did anything, they're trying to connect it to his very, dark world. And LeBron James once said, there's nothing like a Diddy party. Ellen DeGeneres has said something about, I want you to come to my party. She's apparently been to some of the parties. There's just accusations everywhere, but there's lots and lots of people who went to Diddy parties. Are we casting too wide of a net right now? Just as a society that's observing this case, kind of almost somewhat incriminating anybody that may have been around this man when there's been a lot of people around this man.
Yeah. I don't know. Just my personal opinion. We're kind of distorted in this country with the idea of celebrity.
Yeah.
And that anybody who earns money, and has a big ego, that we should celebrate them in some way or want to go to their parties. And so I think it's, it's a good thing to kind of poke at that a little bit and say, you know what, character matters and integrity matters, and the kind of person that you are, the way you treat other people, that's all relevant. And if you suck up to a psychopath, it does say something about you. And so maybe people would do well to stop and reflect about that.
Yeah, I mean, are we going to see an undoing? I mean, it'd be pretty incredible if we did. But are we going to see an undoing of our obsession with celebrity culture in our country as more and more of these, you know, these heroes that we've celebrated all these years, the mask has been coming off. I mean, it's been coming off for years beyond just Diddy. I mean, Bill Cosby.
Political figures, sports figures.
I mean, it goes on and on. There's just so many people where if you had said to us in the 1980s, guess what's going to be coming out of the news 20 years from now? I think everybody would be like, nah, that's impossible.
Yeah.
But so much of this stuff was going on right underneath our noses.
Exactly. And people tend to look at the wealth and the power. And, you know, they're not always even terribly talented people. It's a lot of PR.
Yeah.
And I think it's really good for everybody to stop and think about celebrity worship. And it is. It's America, you know?
Yeah.
It's people market themselves, and sometimes they market themselves really effectively, and they're really terrible people.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.